Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Episode 20 for the week of February 26th, 2007.
Here's a highlight from the Washington Report of February 19th, 2007. The latest on Capitol Hill, trade policy is a two-way street. The Democratic takeover of Congress has prompted a new round of hearings related to U.S. manufacturing competitiveness and jobs. While the intense lament over offshoring has subsided, new House and Senate committee chairs are exploring a long list of issues that reflect the considerable economic anxiety across the country, even as broader economic indicators are improving. In recent weeks, hearings were rolled out to focus on everything from the impact of the U.S. trade deficit and the role of labor and environmental standards in U.S. trade agreements to advancing investments in science and technology. Leading Democrats are also pressing for a more aggressive legislative response to China's currency posture and other policies that many argue are unfair export subsidies that are damaging the U.S. manufacturing economy. The tone in Congress on trade was best put recently by Representative Sander Levin of Michigan, who chairs the House Ways and Means Trade Subcommittee. Levin just kicked off a series of hearings in mid-February on all aspects of U.S.-China trade with the pronouncement that, quote, trade policy is at a new crossroads in our nation, unquote. The chairman had reached out to metal finishers and suppliers this past year after accepting an invitation to tour a job shop in Michigan. Then, in his Capitol Hill office during the Surface Finishing Washington Forum last May, Levin solicited NASF leaders for insight on how to improve competitiveness in the finishing industry and for American manufacturing. With the trade debate taking on a new cast this year, it's all the more important for finishers and suppliers to consider attending the May 2007 Washington Forum at the L'Enfant Plaza Hotel May 1st through the 3rd. Finishing industry participants who led discussions with Levin last year found the Washington Forum to be an important opportunity to engage with him and other lawmakers on vital issues affecting the finishing industry. The forum will again be packed with issues, information, and opportunities to meet with members of Congress this year as well. For further information or to get on the email list for the Washington Report, please contact Jeff Hannipel at jhannapel@thepolicygroup.com or visit www.nasf.org. Finishing.com would like to welcome a new advertiser in the Mechanical Surface Preparation Directory. Flatwater Inc. of O'Fallon, Illinois provides a metal protectant for all types of metals and in most applications, one coat lasts many years. Flatwater Inc. also offers an aluminum cleaner and one-step metal polish. For more information on this company, please click on the Mechanical Surface Preparation Directory on our homepage. Here's the calendar of events for the surface finishing industry through the end of February. Surface Treatment Technologies Fair 07 World of Machines will be taking place February 24th through the 28th at TÜYAP Exhibition Center in Istanbul, Turkey. This fair will feature the theme categories machinery, welding, surface treatment, and materials handling. Powder Coating Workshop, sponsored by the Powder Coating Institute, will be taking place February 27th and 28th at ITW GEMMA in Indianapolis, Indiana. This two-day hands-on powder coating workshop is an intensive introductory seminar on powder coating materials, their application, troubleshooting, and maintenance, along with hands-on training. For more information on these events, please click on the calendar located on the finishing.com homepage.
Thanks, Kate. Listeners, tune in next week and every week for what's new in the world of metal finishing. Coming up soon is part two of our feature on plating in Mexico and an interview with Willie World of Highland Plating, who will give us an in-depth understanding of black chrome plating. Phone us at 732-477-1447 if you would like to tell us about any upcoming events in your area, or if you have a proposal for a podcast interview. As always, thanks for listening.